schedule for the Civic Association? Is there going to be a meeting that's going to...
In March.
In March.
First Tuesday in March.
First Tuesday in March. And that's 7 o'clock or 7:30? I think it's 7 o'clock. We show up at 5 and the meeting actually starts at 7:30. Okay. I think it starts at 7 o'clock.
What day is it?
The first Tuesday in March. Well, I was going to... Didn't know if there was... Well, isn't there going to be a meeting about the town budget, all of the district budgets and stuff?
Yeah, that's later.
Okay, that's the one I need to go to.
That's the one that comes with before the election, like
yeah. Okay. I guess we're ready now. I'd like to call this meeting to order, the Cotuit Fire District's Board of Water Commissioners. It is 6:02 and a half. We have all three commissioners here along with the superintendent. Is anyone copying this or recording this, taping this? Okay. And do we have any public comments? All right, so we have the minutes. We definitely have to start talking less. These minutes are getting longer.
You should have 2 cents there also, right?
Yeah.
With a special meeting?
Yeah, one for the special meeting.
5 to 6?
Yes.
We have a motion for the special meeting.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes of the special meeting.
Second.
Okay, all's in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Everybody okay with the other?
Yep.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes of the regular meeting.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So, warrants. Wrong with the lawn truck?
The lawn truck, we had a leaking hose underneath that we didn't need to blow.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it underneath, caught it early, got it to the place before it blew. radiator hose, sorry.
Hoses are so dependable these days, you don't even think much about it. Back in the old days.
A crack in the metal or something like that.
Chris, what's the Ken Erickson's meter calibration?
He works alongside the Regan testing there. He does the electronic part. He calibrates the intelligent transmitters so they read off what's on our SCADA system.
Warrants are all signed, and we will go to the water quality.
All right, all tests came back within parameters. Everything came back clean. You guys did see the FTV results sent to you after the last meeting. They're getting taken again because we have to take VOC. Testing, which they're part of that.
Yeah.
So this is a normal VOC testing we do during this quarter. So we had done it last week, I believe it was. So we're waiting on results from that. But other than that, everything's looking great.
Very good. What about the woman that thinks she has some problem with the water?
Roosevelt. Over on Roosevelt. Yeah. Mrs. Trombaugh, I haven't heard from her. The guys are still going over flushing.
Okay.
Once a week at least. They were doing it twice monthly, excuse me.
Yeah.
I believe every time they go to read it, that we've been monitoring her usage also,
mm-hmm.
because she feels as though that she uses way too much water. I can't understand being an older woman by herself, how she can use so much water. So we monitor that along with her and try to explain how it happens. It's just between outside watering. Her daughter lives with her.
Yeah.
Her adult daughter lives with her. And she's saying she's alone, but then she tells me as we're sitting there talking about how her daughter lives upstairs and takes care of her and calls every about 10 minutes to make sure she's okay.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit more there. But, yeah, they've been doing it. She hasn't complained, but from what I hear, she's not in great health right now. So I'm hoping everything is okay over there. She is really, as much as she does complain about things, she's also one of the nicest women that I've ever met over there and everything.
Speaking of poor health, wasn't there a former commissioner that passed away recently?
Yes, George Cleese.
Oh, there's somebody after that. I thought Kathy said.
Oh, former assistant super.
Okay.
Yes, Tommy White passed.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody here knew him at all. When I came to work here, Tommy was here as an assistant, and that's when they did away with the assistant's position after him in the beginning.
Yeah.
And he was here for 3 years. He had some diabetes issues, and he'd lost his foot, I believe, and they found him not doing well at all.
Yeah.
And he died on the way to the hospital. I guess they brought him back, and he passed. They're not doing a service for them. They're going to have a celebration later on. And
do we know when it's going to be? Maybe we just should have some sort of acknowledgement from
the
department.
He'd been here for quite a while. I'll more than likely go and say I have the family anyway.
Yeah.
I've known him a while. If you ever see White's Lane over on Newtown Road, they've done water works for years.
Mm-hmm.
Edmund White over there is one of our sample sites. He used to be a junk dealer. Anything you need welded, fixed, and stuff like that, he's the guy to go see. that now he's, his wife and him, every time we go over in the wintertime, they give us a little thing of, like, she makes cranberry sauce. She gives you some cranberry sauce when you stop by. Hold on, I got the relish for you, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Real nice people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tommy was my
younger.
Yeah, he was young. Yeah, he was younger.
Right.
Yeah. He was the youngest white brother.
Yeah.
But he, when I started here, he was having issues with his stomach and everything else then. And he just said, sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. But
he
was
as long as it, when the server says we can acknowledge it from the water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Superintendent's report.
All right. January of 2017, we pumped 696,000 gallons of water. In January of 2018, we pumped 7,178,000 gallons of water, for a decrease of 1,518,000. It keeps going down.
Yeah, and which is affecting the...
Say that again, Chris. This year, we
did 1,518 less than last January. And
or this were January
in 2017. 18. And 2017 had, like, 3 inches more rain.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was because how cold it was in January here.
People just aren't taking baths.
I don't know. It was quite shocking to me, to tell you the truth, that it was that much different. And it's not the master meters or anything like that, because I just had them tested.
Yeah,
serviced. And they were fine. That's when we do it, in January. And mm-hmm. So we'd know if we had a problem.
Yeah. Probably so, everybody's in Florida.
Yeah.
So did we ever get a total number of how much... For the entire year 2017, we're below.
We do have it. Jen did give it to me about 2 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, and it ends up.
That's going to affect our revenues,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it affected our revenue. I want to say $100,000.
That's what Jen put down.
Yeah,
$100,000.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah, and she has that all figured out to the, you know, at least what we've billed out.
Yeah.
There.
All right. Very good.
Were there big fires last year that we didn't have this year?
No.
This one over here on Main Street.
You know,
last year was cooler and wetter than the year before.
Yeah, it was cooler and wetter, but we did find a few leaks last year when we went out to do leak detection. Mm-hmm. Now, not a lot. There was nothing huge. But, I mean, I could go back and look and see if there might have been something like that happening, if we drained the tank for something or filled the tank. You know, for construction or something like that. There might have been something like when she first did. I was kind of shocked when we were looking at it, and I just didn't investigate too much. I want to see what it looks like next month, and hope that it's just come to some kind of everybody's saving money. I mean, saving water. So our ASR is going to look great. I mean, our our withdrawal permits and everything will look great. How much we can take out. They're going to be, hey, yeah, you guys are great. Go ahead, keep going.
Yeah.
We'll give you more. You guys don't take enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, so, with all the rain, the groundwater's coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up nice. We can get a lot of snow. But you know, hey.
Yeah,
usually,
right.
I think they say there's about 11 inches more by this time of year or something.
So the wells are up.
Yeah, but they are all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. All right. We didn't put in any services at all. No new, no replacement in January. I did talk to Warren Rutherford a little bit on handbook updates.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent me another one on pregnancy discrimination that has to be added also, that came out. Yeah, that should be put under the family leave. I asked him about the pay. He says, you still can't ask anybody what they make, no matter what. He said, you know, if you're in an interview or anything like that, he says, you can't ask. That's what the whole protection is. They don't have to tell you what they make. Mm-hmm. You can express if you'd like to pay them, but if it's somebody like us, I mean, we don't have to tell anybody, but they can look it up.
Yeah.
It's all public knowledge. So, yeah, it's more to protect the applicant, I believe, than anything. The other thing he had stated, I had questions about the Family Leave Act that I had talked to him about. He called the Attorney General's office and asked the gentleman if it affected us in which way, and they said, we don't tell you how to do anything here at the General's, at the Attorney General's. We tell you to advise your counsel on it.
Tell us if we're wrong.
So they said, I can't tell you if you're right or wrong. You should talk to your counsel on it. Okay.
All right.
So I have talked to Mark Boudreau about a municipal/labor law person to take a glance and maybe just make sure everything that we have in there, that we don't have anything that could be. There are laws out there that municipalities are exempt from, so that state right into them, you know, except if you're a municipality.
Okay.
So somebody like that, you know, it'd be good to know. Like I said, with our sick leave only being used for sick leave, as it states, is an accrual also. So, you know, it's contradicts the next paragraph a couple times. So I think it just has to be cleaned up by someone that's going to stamp it with a legal stamp. So I'm waiting on him to get back, and he said he'd get back within a few days. That was
okay.
Valley Communications is the one that we signed with that's going to put all the fiber optics inside and everything. The stuff finally came in this morning. They called me, and they're delivering everything on Wednesday to the office, and then they'll start. Then they'll book it afterwards to come in. They want to get the stock to the place, so all they have to do is stop by the office and pick it up. So it's finally coming. And that's all I really have right now.
Okay. So there was no services or replacements, but the Board of Audit did have a bill in there.
Yeah, that's for February and one for December. They got overlooked.
Okay, very good. All right, we have quite
I'm sorry, it was a repair.
Yeah.
In February.
So we have quite a large old business section right here. I did notice there's one thing that's not included in it, and it's been part of our ongoing discussion. To be continued this month, at least as talked about the last meeting, that was the shed on our property.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll put that in there as part of old business.
I could bring it up on this if you want.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter. Everything was done over there. The survey was done. It does show it being two-thirds on our property. He's advised the gentleman of it. And the gentleman has said as soon as he gets to the Cape, he'll take care of it.
Proper setback.
Yeah. So he's aware of it. He lives in Hingham right now, so I imagine he'll be here within a month or two.
Yeah.
And he said he'll address it as soon as he gets here.
Okay. Very good.
And the other thing, just to let you reiterate on it, 671 Main, I have to write a letter stating to them that the wells were installed to our specifications. Once I can get that to Charlie and to Attorney Boudreau, I believe there's going to be some kind of closing going on, and I don't know who's buying it and what the reason is behind it. But as long as our stuff is on there, there's not much we can do about it. They have put our wells in. We have in the agreement that they will test it twice a year or whatever it is, you know, how many times a year, what it will be tested for, and that we'll get a report and they will pay for it.
And they're supposed to have a sewage management officer or a water management officer on their staff?
I don't know. They're supposed to have somebody run on any sewer plant. I believe you're supposed to have it run by a professional. I don't know if it's a water treatment one license or something like that.
maybe this is beyond, you know, the water commission here, but I don't understand how they can close on that without having any money in their escrow account, which affects us. I mean, if anything goes wrong, right?
Yeah.
Would depend on that escrow account to take corrective action.
Yeah.
And there's another question I have about that. Everything was done to specifications based on the use that they purported to have. If they sell it, are they going to sell it at the same use, 55 and older, no families, you know, just single families, no other additions, rentals? Because if they change that, change the use,
then that subject has to change.
That's right.
The system they put it has to change.
So if to write a letter, it has to be in such a way that it's for the intended use, as stated, boom, boom, boom. Any change in use opens up a change in the specifications for the system. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Who has the lead on this, Chris? I mean, is it the...
Well, Ruth Wheel and Charlie McLaughlin are handled. Ruth Wheel, I believe, is the attorney now in the town of Boston, but Charlie McLaughlin
was
still there. So I'm not really sure who to talk to there. I will probably have to give one of them a call and make sure. And if it's something that has to be written, I'll have Mark write it up to in his legal paper saying we want to make sure for our interests that, you know, it doesn't change from the 55 or over, because I have the plans on those that there's so many single units. There's only like two that that have double two bedrooms in them.
Yeah.
And they're not allowed to have any more.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing that was there, that because this is the septic system they put in, this is the monitoring is in the furthest point right there. They got to get it done. I don't believe that they've sold any unit there.
No, nothing's been sold.
Right. Okay.
We have a question.
I would just say check.
You have to get up. And sorry. Give your name, too. So.
Carol Zace, 86 Putnam Avenue. You might want to check with Jessica Rappersetti. She is on top of a lot of this that's going on. I've seen some emails. I just tried to search for the occurrence, and I can't find it. But I know that we as the Civic Association and neighbors are watching that. And she would be a great person to contact.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Our concern is either protecting our water supply.
Ours is too.
And all we have is the agreement with their septic system based on their type of occupancy.
Right.
That's our only thing that we have to go on with that. So.
Right. And there's some concerns about what's going on with this sale that I've heard about. Because nobody knows who's it to, whether they have the contingent funds to even put anything to sale, because that's supposed to be in place. You know, who's going to be monitoring the water, who's going to be taking care of that system, so forth and so on. So,
yeah, the last email I just got stated that apparently a few liens have popped up when they researched the property. So there's no closing going to happen real fast, so everybody's got a little bit of time.
My concern is that we're all concerned, but who has the lead so that, you know, something doesn't fall through the cracks.
Yeah. Amy Cates, 4782 Falmouth Road. For years, abutters have been working on this, and I've always wondered if the density was increased, you know, if there was anything that we didn't notice, and Carol's probably right, there are a lot of people that have been monitoring this, but my thought was that something like this would happen, is that there would be a developer, it would be built, then it would be sold, then it would be this, then there would be that. I always thought that there was a potential for some phony baloney. And I just always had that feeling, you know, because of the original developer. So I think Carol's right. There are people that have followed this for years, and it became a pet project for them, and, you know, they're very knowledgeable about it, and I agree. I think Jessica's probably a good place to start. But there was this when you talked about that there was going to be a new buyer, I got this these like butterflies in my stomach, almost like, oh yeah, oh yeah, I've been expecting this.
So we're going to talk to the attorney and have a letter written up with our concern.
Yep.
Chris, you want to talk
and about I'll find out who the lead is on it.
Yeah. Who's you want to talk about property boundary issues now, or you want to put that off in your business?
We can talk about it if you'd like. I don't have much more to report than last week, except that I called the two people that had not called me and reminded them to send me stuff,
okay,
and they haven't. So I have one proposal right now with one figure. If you guys want to go with it, we can. I have made, like I said, attempts for three other companies to get back to me with figures, and they haven't done it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could try if you want somebody else. I was driving behind somebody today, as a matter of fact, that said Down Cape Engineering on it, or something like that.
Yeah.
I could take that down, you know, and actually Russ Kleekamp told me, he says you should give Greenfield a call because they got a surveyor on staff and they might want to come out and even give you a price on it.
Okay.
So we can go from there.
The only thing I can add to that, Don, and I don't know whether this is new business or old business, but, you know, we're worried about the north side of the property.
Yes.
Line.
Yeah.
And I've walked the south side now. Yeah, you know where the old fire trail is,
mm-hmm,
in there?
Yeah.
Well, if you take the New Lake Cut Road off of that, and I don't say trail, I say road, you go back in there, and there's more fresh cut trees, green painted stumps, that there are roads back there like you wouldn't believe. And this has all happened since...
this is the same green paint you saw other places?
Yeah. And
so that they're making their paths bigger?
Well, you can drive a car down those things. So I think it's something the board needs to discuss and see where we're going with it. Because I don't know when I run out of water company property and I'm on cemetery property. I know approximately when I carry
put
my
your
phone.
Phone yeah, you walk with your phone on.
Yeah.
And the map there. Just keep walking. Yeah, that's how I do it.
There's a lot more activity back there than there's been. And there's a, you know, I told Chris this the other day, there's a wake time there, but the needles are still green. It's down. You know, 6-8 inch tree. So I'm not sure what's going on, whether they've established a racetrack for night driving or. But
it could be something. It could be. Is you know what I could.
So this is coming up close to Mosswood.
Yeah. If you do you know where the big fire trail is out there, that road from nowhere. You know,
she's gonna yell at me if we don't speak into these things instead of leaning further away.
If you take the one closest to the pumping station, the first pumping station you come to,
yep,
and start down there, there's all these green marks, but there's a freshly cut trail, you know, that heads down towards Mosswood. And once you get back there's so many trails and roads anymore, you know, you don't know which goes where. But there's just a lot of activity back there.
Okay.
So I don't know. And, you know, I don't know what the remedy for this is.
Is it torn up with like off-road vehicles been going there, or just
some? Yeah.
I'll give Teddy a call. I saw him in the supermarket for just the other day, first time in a couple months. But I'll give him a call and ask him if he's been noticing anybody coming in that backside.
Yeah.
With any kind of four-wheeler or go-kart or golf cart, anything that's bigger that might make a little more, tear up the place a little more. I mean, sometimes even these big four-wheelers, you know, it's the side-by-sides and stuff like that, maybe even in there.
UTVs.
Yeah.
But they're cutting stunts close to the ground, so I think they're worried about
They don't want them gators to lose their oil pan when they're going over them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to look into.
Yeah, we can't have that.
No. Well, this is the property is it's district property.
Right.
And we can't say there's no trespassing, but we have to protect it.
No.
Why can't we say there's no trespassing?
There is no trespassing.
Right.
And I think we can.
Yeah. You can.
The wording has to be put the right way. And that's what I was, we were told from the guy from the county commission.
Yeah.
I forget how he put it, but
it is private property for water protection.
That's right.
It might be owned by the public, but it's private property, and it, you can, you got to protect the well, your wellhead.
Yeah.
And you can't have any kind of motorized vehicle in there that could potentially drop anything in there to, that would hurt the water.
If we were going to post that, Chris, with no motorized vehicles allowed, is there any kind of regulation on how close those signs have to be?
I think it's the same as any other property. It's every 50 feet.
50 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every 50 feet on your property line, you've got to put a posted sign. They usually last about a month and a half. If they're not where somebody wants to see them.
Well, now,
yeah.
When you stop somebody down there, they said, oh, I didn't see a sign. At least you can say, well, here's
yeah.
the sign.
We tried putting them at all entrances, wherever there was a path, wherever everything was. We went around, put them onto trees, and they got ripped off the trees, bent off the plywood that they were on. You name it, you know, we had it. We ended up putting them up like 13 feet up in the tree, so people would say, I didn't see it, it was too high in the tree.
Well, BPD has an off-road vehicle unit, too.
Yeah, I think
so
they have
we
two now.
We post it,
yeah.
You know, and make them aware of our concerns, which I think we should do. And I'm sure they'll get out there once in a while, because they'll go around. They love to get out there.
So
yeah.
we're going to need to make this a topic for... We had coordinated all the information we need to do something. And
right.
I think if there's, if one of you two want to work with Chris as far as getting the some legwork in this for the a future meeting.
Yeah, I think I don't know that I could, we could map all the trails out there because there's so doggone many trails, but certainly get an idea of where some of them go and don't go.
And the wording, I think we can get the hold of that guy, the staff from the county commission, as far as the wording about
that
the
was
use
from,
or lack of use.
That was from the guy when the Cape Cod Commission was here.
Yeah. Very smart guy.
Yeah. I can't remember his name now. We can talk to somebody, yeah.
We can get in the shell, maybe in the tree. And this would be the ideal time. We don't have leaves at all.
Okay. Chris's lift is getting bigger.
Yeah. What did I guess we'll say?
Well, this is something that Mark Robinson brought up too a year ago, anyways. When I was running for water board commissioner, he brought that up at a public meeting. He was concerned about you know, the number of off-road vehicles out there. And I've been out there, and I haven't seen any, but I haven't been out there in the last couple of months.
I haven't been out there a lot, but I haven't seen any, but I've talked to people that walk up there that have seen them.
And they see them in the daytime?
Yeah, and weekends.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, I've seen them out there, the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if once it gets muddy out there, you know exactly where they've been. And, you know, we've got some mud over there underneath the power lines that they hit in there, and they got some pretty good-sized machines that have been there.
Where you start seeing them is we start getting some warmer nights, they'll come down there and have fires. And this one's about
and that's the thing we have to be careful of, because when we start having fires, then they're going to have something to drink with them, and that becomes a party time. And
this one place at Christmas, I found that it's going to be hard to see a fire unless you're out there, because it's down.
Yeah, down in a hole. They got it all boxed off with logs. They bring their own garbage can in. They got their own fire pit. And I'm surprised. Like a little campground in there.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be able to see it unless you're almost on top.
Right. If you go in, if you walk the fire road, which I call the fire road, the brush breaker road.
The loop.
Yeah, the loop. If you walk the loop, about halfway up, you'll see where they started going off to the right. And if you go down there, between there and the tank, where the white pines start hitting, all of a sudden you bump right into it. You're like, oh, what the heck is this? Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go on with the report then. Are you done?
I'm good.
Okay. All right, for old business, chemical safety upgrade project update. Just so you guys know, the bids were opened up, and it was a winner. And did we sign anything that day?
Yep. You did sign it.
I signed the paperwork.
You came in and signed it for Methuen Construction.
Yeah.
Get the bid. They have turned in their, they've signed their side of it. They've turned in all their bonds and insurances. And right now, Tater and Howe is just making sure. They said they don't see any problems with it because Methuen's the one that just did the Falmouth plant over here. Mm-hmm. They just built it. They're usually a lot larger construction than what we put out, but they figure that they're here, they might as well do keep working. So they actually have, they're just waiting on making sure that everything they gave them is honest and good.
Yeah.
And then they're going to set up a construction meeting with us.
Okay.
To get things moving.
There was one, I guess the price was for cleaning out the stations?
Yeah, the prices that we had for cleaning out ended up basically being we get enough to clean another in our funds if we want to. So we might ask whoever they use at the time if it's beneficial to us in the right time of year that they're doing it, that I can afford to have them shut down, have them clean one of the other stations while they're down there, maybe clean four while they're down there, clean it out, make sure everything's fine, just to keep it going so we don't have to go back and ask for money in another year for that.
And that would stay within the budget that we have.
And if we got a good price and they're down there and say, hey, can you do the next one for the same price? That way we won't have to go back out. That'd be great. And there's still plenty of money there to do it. They came in under budget. I think it was
It was 300 and something.
Yeah.
And then we had engineering, but there's still going to be a cushion there. And
it's nice that it came in.
As long as they agree to do that at a price that still stays within the budget, we can expand the job a little bit. It's all within the same
correct
idea what we're trying to get accomplished.
Yep.
Without having to go back for more money. So that's that, and that brings us up to our cost of service study. We have five responses, and I think if we in our packets, we should have them. All right, no, I got them over here.
Yeah, everything gets sent to everybody to look at.
Yeah, I think it came over an email.
So I was going over these, and there was a couple that were exceeded the amount of money we're looking for.
Yep. The first one was high.
Yeah, and then, but I was, now, I may be blind to this, but I think that the Teague and Bond.
Ty and Bond,
I kept on looking through here to find what their price was, and it didn't jump out at me.
It's in the paragraph form, one of the last paragraphs.
Yeah.
Before they get into their qualifications.
Oh, it's through all the past, the experience, the other ones they've done?
Yeah.
And before they have all the pictures of the people?
I think that's where I saw it.
They shouldn't make it so hard to find.
Yeah, it's not past the credentials. It might be on the other side. Document about projects that they've worked on back towards the proposal piece.
If I can't see it, I can't discuss it, so. Unless the copy Jim made up for me doesn't have it in here.
I had it written down.
Well, I still don't see it, so I don't want to eliminate them because if other people have seen it, I don't see it anywhere.
They were actually almost the same price as GCA. They're 21, a little bit more than GCA.
And does it describe what they're willing to do and for everything? it's just not put together in a clear way.
No, it wasn't. This is the one. This is the company that did the one in the Bosch. This was it.
The GZA.
No, it's the Time Bonds.
Okay.
Might even be on the actual first. Did you get the run off of your page?
I tell you, I found the prices on all the other ones. I couldn't find on that one.
They go into all the people and
so, we'll put that one aside yet, and we'll have to come back to it. We have...
I didn't print out copies.
Yep. The proposal from GZA, I think, was the lowest one. At $20,890.
You know, to me, it's you got to have the deliverables.
I know.
That we're looking for. We need to have something that's useful for us.
Right.
Right. And I think all of them that I looked at, and again, I just started looking at them yesterday, but they all had cost of service studies.
Yep.
Where they would outline what our costs are real closely.
Yep.
And they all had a proposal in there for new fees, right?
Yep.
Fee schedule based on use, and then a couple of them had a spreadsheet in there, right? That's a model.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
This one right here, GZA has a project schedule.
That's an estimated time schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the schedules were all comparable.
Yeah. The only one that was this tie-in bond said that they could do it immediately. Yeah. So that's the same thing. Yeah. Everybody else, and they all seem to say they could do it in 60 days, which you guys thought about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that this GDS and this is Rob Tellis was the Woodcock Associates that we were asked to send it to. The both of these I thought were much higher than what we have anyway. So I kind of put them aside and said, I'm not going to look at these right now. I looked at the other ones. I did break all the prices down. And I'm kind of surprised I can't find it now on here. And maybe it's because it might have been in the original when they sent it to me.
Which one?
The one that you just told me, the actual price on it.
Yeah, I swear to God, it's driving me crazy.
Oh, here.
You find it?
The very back, maybe? Last page?
What's this next turn? How come over?
There it is.
$20,915.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
I thought it was further forward before they went into the person.
Okay.
One of the other ones.
So we have three of the five that are within our budget. Is that correct?
Yes.
Again, and since we do have a cap on this, and we have three that within that cap, we can focus on those three.
Mm-hmm.
We could take GDS and then and this one right here
Yeah, Rattellis.
Yeah.
Rattellis, yeah.
Those two we can... Yeah.
Those are the high ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you familiar with GCA?
They're the ones that did our, got us the money for the generator.
Okay.
Project.
And Ty and Bond, I've heard of. Of course, you're familiar with them.
Yep. Ty and Bonds are the ones that do the system-wide.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Tate and Howard we're familiar with. So we have three people that seem to be for real.
Yes.
And we have a range from $20,600 to $24,000, I believe, is the highest one.
Yep.
So we really need to evaluate to make sure that of the one we choose, if they're all comparing apples to apples, or if stuff's being left off, and if we're going to need this to our importance. So I guess we need to do, and I think the stuff we can do for the next meeting, we've really got to push it off.
Yeah. The only thing that's here, and I'll give, they all basically say they'll do the same thing. GZA talks about, you know, the possibility of doing other stuff from this. Tater and Howard says, well, we're also throwing in here a few other things on here that aren't in here.
Yeah, aren't part of the request.
Yeah, aren't part, but we want you, we think that it's a crucial part that you should be doing this. Which, like, comparing to neighboring or in everything else, you know, to see somebody comparable to you in different things that they felt were beneficial. I don't like, and it's just a kind of a pet peeve of mine, but looking through GZAs, I've noticed a couple things where this thing has been cut and thrown together.
Kind of cut and paste.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a line in here that says we offer the following people water system unidirectional flushing program, which is from something else. They must have sent it to somebody else. And there's another one in the back that they had talked about doing something that I read, and I said, why is that even in here? I don't understand why that's here. It's nothing we asked for. It's from something else they didn't cut out. So there's a couple things there, and it just might be bad editing. The guy who does the work, he actually, he's very thorough, he's a good water guy. Boy, he can be a pain. But,
a pain for you in getting this information?
Well, this is based on 172 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Ty and Bond's based on 168 and a half, I believe. They both say, yeah, we can do it. We don't foresee a problem doing it within this. I know Tater Howard's more. I just got more confidence in them than somebody I haven't dealt with before. That's all. And I know that they have all this stuff. It's going to be less work on us. That they got most of the information. I'm positive they'll get it out in time. Just because they have a lot of the information that they're not going to need for us to go find or anything like that. I'm not saying that it's going to be hard, but it could be consumed.
When you stack them up, Chris, and you list what they're all giving us, that's useful to us.
GTA basically pasted the stuff that we had there and said, we'll do this, this, and they went through the list that we gave them.
Yeah.
They left off a couple things or reworded a couple of them. But it was just, this is what we'll do for you.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble reading Ty and Bonds with all the charts and everything else that's on there. It's almost like, you know, I'd need about three more days to go through it and look at it to compare scope of work to scope of work something.
Yeah.
Could I take a look at that Ty and Bonds copy real quick?
Here.
That's the one.
Yeah, this is a hard copy here that she just gave. If anybody wants to look, go right ahead. Because it's double sided, so yeah.
like I said, I believe they were like $100 more. That's it. To do it.
And you this Titan Bond, you know them, you for
Titan Bonds?
Yeah.
I've never worked with Titan Bonds before. But I do know that they just did Barnstable's.
Okay.
Barnstable did not write in to them that they would like for them to come to a meeting and explain the whole report. The
presentation, yeah.
Presentation on it. He told them that he wouldn't do it, that it was they were over their time limit.
Uh-huh.
He said, if you want to give us some more money, I can do that. That wasn't put in for it.
Okay. He does have experience on the Cape. We Barnstable, Brewster, Falmouth.
Yeah, he used to live
Chatham.
He used to live in Teddysville.
Okay.
Tom Sexton did.
Yep. Plymouth, Orleans, North
Chatham. I don't see where they've done other, and I don't know if they've ever done a water rate study or a cost of service.
Mm.
I don't see in here that he's given anything that he's done that. He's done other projects.
Which one are you looking at?
That's the
GCA.
Oh. Yeah.
That's one of the impressive things with Tate and Howard is the water works background.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I mean, if you just read the opening remarks, even with Tate and Howard right here, he's already got here that he knows the levels of stuff in our water. You know, he knows where we're going to need money, when we're going to need money as it's going.
I think in the course of evaluating these, the two that are overpriced, we can send a thank you to them for their proposal and advising that our budget is not within the scope of what they have presented us. As far as the remaining three, we need to evaluate them and do the pros and cons, Tate and Howard with the experience and how we voted up. If there's a shortcoming in GZA as far as the way it's presented and maybe it's a concern about them doing some presentations, just little things for us that doesn't fall within the scope as far as being user friendly or working with us on things.
With
GZA. We should just keep make a note so we can justify our decision.
Okay.
It's got to be based on something other than something that's hard.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be that hard to make a decision. We just want to make sure we can document it, and because if we get challenged on it, we ought to have an answer for it.
I think you or Tom were on the right track. Just make up a spreadsheet of pros and cons for each of them and put them side by side.
It's not the difference in money as far as from 21,000 to 24. We have $25,000 to work with. If we use every cent of it and get what we want for it, then it's money well spent.
Right.
If we try to save a couple $1,000s so we can give it back to the district and find out that we have fallen short in what our needs are, then we have a serve and we wasted $21,000.
Right.
So I'm more concerned about what the best product will be, knowing that the money's going to work out with either one of these three.
Not even more focused on it. It takes a couple of days to digest this more.
Well, we shall get copies of the three.
Yeah.
I have my three copies. Okay.
I can print copies.
It's not. You go down to the water department and Jen just did a free.
Get her.
You can have the other ones that I have.
Then we can.
You want to keep that one?
I got mine.
These are the three that are under consideration. Okay. Basically, you got the other one. Did you keep that one?
I got sent it back to you.
Okay. Yeah, this is my package.
This one keeps that.
Yeah.
You want me to keep them?
Yeah. He's got GTA and
he's got
I got two. I got Caitlin Howard and
GTA. Yeah, the other
GTA
one
we don't need.
You were just looking at what's the other time bonds go?
Yeah, we do need GTA.
You get the other time bonds?
I don't have that.
Oh, there's three of the time bonds right here.
Yeah. You got two copies of that over there? Yeah, you do.
Yeah. This one here, give to
okay.
Whoever needs the need. Yeah. Whoever.
Sure, Tom.
I'll print myself copies, and I'd be happy to put together a side by side spreadsheet.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And great. Send it to Jen.
Yeah.
To everybody.
You want to swing by, talk, send it over, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then look at our original deliverables and what each of them says they'll do.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So in the meantime, we can send a note to these three parties.
I'll sell the other two. Yeah.
Yeah, but these three saying that we're doing a comparison between these three right here, and as soon as we have a decision, we'll let them know.
Okay.
So they're not going to be wondering what's going on.
I think one of the factors that you do on the spreadsheet now, we've been talking about a turn here, should be experience with the knowledge of the tool, right?
Okay.
What else do we want to have in there?
Obviously,
there's the cost of what we provide.
If there's any extra,
right.
There's extra involved.
We should have what the bid requests have, all the A through M, and making sure that all three of these have met that. And if they are going to suggest that other things they're going to include for that price because they thought it was appropriate. And stuff like that.
So rate adjustment needs, cost of service, experience in Gatoit or similar districts.
Yeah.
Technical background.
And meeting all the bullets that were part of the
the deliverables.
Yeah. Have a copy.
Okay, so you've got that. The next item on our list here is the position description progress update. Mm-hmm. Now, thanks to your work and everyone's work on this, we've gotten down, we've made the changes that we talked about in these.
Before I go, Jen put this in today. This is the original utility rate study that we had done back in 2001 in September. I don't know if anybody wanted to peek at it.
Who did that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was done by Mike Daly's office.
Oh, boy.
FAA.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before he was involved, yeah.
You have that electronic?
No.
Well,
that's why if you can take it, just return it.
Yeah.
If you want to look at it at all.
Can Jan skim it? This in?
Probably. We don't have one of those machines, but I could probably have a.
Don't have a scanner?
Yeah, no. One of the ones that takes those fine.
Oh, we don't care. I mean, if he scanned it in and just sent it electronically, I don't think we need to print any of those copies.
Okay.
Do you want?
Is that all right? Or do you want to print a copy?
No, I don't want to print a copy. It's out of date, right?
Yeah, you just have to kill another three if you can.
Okay. I do want to look at that. I have nothing else to do. especially when I'm laid up for a month.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to be in for that?
Yeah, a week from next Monday.
So our RFP had 15 deliverables, basically, that we wanted, 15 objectives. And then
yeah.
There were other desirables listed. There were five of them, so I'll include all of that stuff.
Yeah.
That last one, I'll have to look again at my list and see what that last one is. I looked at that today.
Yeah, final report.
Speaking of misprints, yeah.
Comments, submit five copies, electronic copy of the cost of service spreadsheet.
Is that the one that went out?
I think it is. Well, maybe it is.
Oh, okay.
You said something a little
so
different.
I'll
make sure, yeah.
If you have another copy,
no, that's the only one. So that's why I just make sure I get it back there. Okay.
I was going to say, I can scan it in tomorrow and take it to the bar.
With this?
Yeah. I'm going to be, yeah, I'll scan it.
So okay.
Get in the scan it and send it to everybody.
All right, yeah, I'll take it back with you then. I'll give it to her.
So, the job descriptions. Superintendent, office manager, operators. We have packages here that include the description and also the evaluation criteria. For all three of these, and I think they've been pretty well adjusted to all the discussions we've had over our special meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Along with that, we have an updated salary comparison that's as up to date as possible.
Is that in the next package?
It was something I had.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know if it was part of, was it part of the package. I don't think so.
Jim, since she was going to put it in.
I don't know. She was, this says one in here, but yeah.
No.
Let's see that.
Yeah, there it is. It's in the back of this package.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have. Do we have any discussion on? Do you just want to adopt these three as we've worked on them? Along with the evaluation forms, do we want to review them again?
You know, I went through them last weekend and made just some minor edits, punctuation and grammar.
Okay.
Jen included all that here, but we're missing, you know, a third of the superintendent's. We've got his evaluation form, but we don't have the levels to staff.
Oh, it's okay.
Levels.
We have.
Yeah.
All right.
The other two packages are complete.
Well, we know you've done them. I mean.
Yeah. We don't have salaries.
That's the part we have to work on is the salary part.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable that it's just an omission by mistake, that it's not part of the package. But the evaluation forms, as we described them in our workshops, there.
Yeah, we're leaving that part open for discussion.
Okay.
Yeah. And we haven't drafted anything here yet.
Do we want to adopt the system operator and the office manager one, or wait and do the whole package as one?
I'm okay with them.
Okay.
So, for all job descriptions,
no,
just the
system operators and the office manager, the two that are completed.
Yeah, those are
fine.
Just
adopt these,
yep.
And then we'll just work on the superintendents to make that complete. And then we can also look at the salary comparison, because
mm-hmm.
we need to get some stuff ready for the budget.
Mm-hmm.
So, can I have a motion to adopt the...
I'll make a motion to adopt the
job descriptions and evaluations.
Office manager job descriptions, evaluations, and the operators job descriptions and evaluations.
Do we have
second.
A Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So we have adopted these two.
And that includes the salary schedule for the operators.
And the office manager also.
It has the steps, yes. So we're going to fill in the blank as far as the money part with this.
Do that right now, office manager and superintendent, fill in the blank.
Well, I think we did that for the operators already.
But I'm not sure we. She just included with this right here is an update, at least with the 2017 figures. And the last was 2016, and I just think this has the most up-to-date figures.
System operator levels, step categories. Admittedly, this is based on the figures that we had last time. But I haven't seen these right now.
17.
Yeah. Sent them down. But,
you got 17. Oh my God.
See,
you
saw that. Get those couple. 42, 45, 52, 55, 62.
Yeah. I think those are in line with any new figures, and I think there's only two towns here that have a new figure, which was Palm.
Ours.
Ours. Yeah. But I think the levels that we set for the operator put us pretty much in line with what this is.
Okay.
Don't let me say something here that you don't agree with, but I haven't run means on this and stuff like we did on the last spreadsheet that we had, but I don't know.
The only question I have as far as, this is just the question I have about the operators, because we're including in this, somehow we have to include in the senior operator. That's the highest step, the highest level, right?
That's right.
As is put down here in this, it's going to be less than what he's making right now.
No.
Am I missing something here?
He's making more than that now.
Yeah.
I mean, if we go by this.
Yes.
This proposed number.
Just less than what he's making right now.
Less than what he's making right now.
Yeah, but he's been at this level with, for a long time, getting his 3% or 2%.
Yeah.
And everything also. So I don't know.
But this is supposed, this is going to be part of a wage adjustment.
Yep.
And it's going to benefit everyone except for him.
Right.
But he does not meet level 5. If you read level 5, I don't believe that he's familiar with budgeting, supervision, employee management. Managing municipal water supplies. I don't think he meets the bottom. Chris, I mean, you know him better than we do, but
he is the person that runs the place when I'm not there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, he is the number two on the DEP list. It's his license when I'm, well, it's my license still, I imagine. But he's the secondary operator. He has been in that since I've been here. He's been senior operator, and he has the managerial for the guys, but having it and doing it great, but it's two different questions.
Can he do budgeting?
What's that?
Can he do budgeting?
No. No. I'm just talking over like a foreman.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, you're ready, yeah.
I kind of put him in a level four. I mean, he has the years, but I don't think he has all the, or hasn't displayed all the skills to need a level five.
Well, here's the obvious thing, as I see it. I mean, dealing with an employee who's, whether he has anything that fits into a level system that we have created now, he has held that position before we had the system.
Mm-hmm.
He has been paid to the expectation, paid for what his job was for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And because we create this level system and deem him not to fit into the top spot, we're going to give him a $10,000 a year cut in pay?
I don't think you can do that. I think his pay is what his pay is, but I think, you know, he's outside the range of this job description.
Yes.
Right. We talked about this right at the beginning. Do we want to create a assistant superintendent, or do we want stay with a senior operator? And we've had the assistant superintendent position open for I don't know how many years. But that was the original intent, to go to an assistant superintendent.
I think that's got to be part of the future. And I think the near future, I don't know if it's going to be this year. Because that would have to go out to a hiring sort of advertising and stuff like that. And we're going to come up with a job description for an assistant superintendent.
And we can do that.
Yeah.
Write a job description for assistant superintendent. But I think now what you have is what you have in front of you, and we can bump these salaries around if you want to, you know, have them bumped around. I don't have any problem with that.
Well, the only thing that raises the flag with me is the level five, and as compared to his position. If we don't call him a level five, we have to call him something.
Well, you can certainly, you know, the first two steps there, you're about $5,000 between the steps.
Yeah.
And the third one, you're at three, and then you.
There's
a big jump to five. And I mean, you can bring four up a little bit and then bring five up a little bit.
So we're budgeted for 67.3 for that operator now. So you'd be bringing up five considerably.
Well, if you look through, I mean, Com has an assistant, not a senior operator.
Yeah,
right.
And Mashpee has an assistant.
Yep.
And Falmouth has an assistant.
The only other senior operator is Foxville.
Okay.
Dennis.
And they're comfortable. That's a starting out position there. The guy that's the senior operator over there has only had the job for, I think, a year,
mm-hmm.
year and a half. They called us, asked him.
How long's our guy been there?
27 years. In that position, 11. Or 10. 10, 11 years.
How old is he now?
60.
Okay.
He just turned 59, 60.
Okay.
If you wanted to, we could write a whole another job description for a senior operator, but I think it really corrupts, you know, the intent of what we're trying
yeah.
to do.
I think the structure you have is pretty good.
I think it's a good structure. I don't think we kind of considered him. He, you know, he's got the job for a while. He's had it. You're not going to take it away from him. We don't call the level 5 requirement a senior operator. You know, it's not written there. It's called level 5. It's not called senior operator.
Yeah.
So at this point, we're doing an operator stuff here. We kind of made it that way.
Yeah.
And when the senior operator is gone, maybe that'll be called the level 5 at that point.
Okay. All right. So we're talking about just the operators,
right.
Excluding the seniors.
Correct.
Right, I'm good with the price.
I think it's the way to go, and you know, we got, I don't think the man's going to be here more than 4.5 years.
Okay.
He's going to go when he can.
He's getting close.
Yeah.
Thinking about it. And then by that time, we should have an assistant.
Yes.
So right, and that's what my plan has been, at least, is when he walks out to hire an assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hopefully at that point, and I'm, you know, I'd love to see one of the guys that are in there have the qualifications at that point to get in, to do it, to know the system,
mm-hmm.
and everything else, because you can't do a level 5. I can't, according to this, for a level 5, you got to be in the system for 5 to 7 years or something like that.
Correct.
So
do we need another PD, or are we okay?
What's that?
We're okay with the
yeah.
system operators
okay.
as
yeah.
it is. And just quickly right here, if we were to take the senior operator's current pay
yeah.
and give them a basic cost of living increase, 3%, that's an addition of almost $2,000.
Yeah. What cost this issue is it?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
3% is nice. I'll have that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've been going.
I don't know what. I think that the fire department, I could find out no easily, but I think they did something of 2-2-2 or 2-1-1 or something like
yeah.
that when they signed that contract they just did.
I think the difference, I mean, it's not fair to compare us with the fire department because
right.
our pay scale has always been so low.
Right.
That the cost of living not only was a cost of living increase, it was an effort to try to gain ground where we pretty much were just treading water.
Right.
That's why this wage adjustment is supposed to bring us more into line with the other departments that we work around, so we're competitive and we won't lose our employees.
Right.
So this adjustment's a one-time thing. The only one that's not going to benefit, based on what we've got going so far, is the senior operator from wage adjustment.
And I'm okay with that. Because he's happy where he is. He's happy to make the money he's
yeah.
got. And
so, again, that's why I was looking at.
He's paid well for what we got.
At 3% cost of living.
Right.
Okay, does that make sense?
And he's consistent with the other towns, too. You know,
yeah.
With Barnstable.
Yeah. Yep.
Is Dennis a senior operator? Or is that
no, those are
assistant?
All assistants.
I think those are all assistants, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a new assistant over in Barnstable. You know, sometimes that makes a difference. If he's
sure.
new. I mean, over in Dennis, I'm sorry. It could be a new guy they just hired.
In terms of size here, I know I went back to Chris or Jen. I talked about this in terms of size of the department. Probably should have something to do with that too, you know, in terms of how many employees are involved. In Onset, I guess, is comparable to us.
Both Barnstable and Onset are, yeah.
Barnstable. Okay. So we're not out of line with them.
No.
Yeah, Dennis, in 2015, they were paying their assistant $89.99. No, so that must be a new position.
Yeah.
A new guy, a new hire.
Yeah.
Okay. So, as far as the operators, we've already adopted the description and the evaluation criteria, which includes the level system. And I guess we just wanted to say that it also includes the compensation, the adjustment portion of that. That makes this whole package.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got that.
Yeah.
So we get to the office manager. It doesn't have figures written in. At least mine doesn't.
No. That was left open for the discussion.
Okay.
Although we went back to our notes and we surely had a discussion today.
Mm-hmm. Some reason I thought we had something down. Somebody had something written down in there.
I think we did.
Now, how long?
42, 50, 58, 64 is what I written down, and that was open. We did not close on that. We were going to discuss that further, but those are the numbers that I have looked at.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's, again, trying to go by what other places are doing as a guide, because Onsen's an outlier at $64,000.
Yeah.
And we are the outlier at the low end at $46,000.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are in the mid-50s, but they could be people that are at their top level, too. It's hard to say. What was Sherry making when she left? Remember?
No. I'd have to go way back.
Yeah. Because you have to say she might be the top level on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Jen's been there how long? 2 years now or three?
Gotta be three.
Maybe more than three, because I was pretty new.
Yeah, 3 years, because Matt started like half a year after she did.
Okay.
You think I would remember that. Time flies.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like yesterday.
Age creeping.
Thank you. levels 3 and 4, we really didn't put in how long they needed to be at the previous level.
I think it's more increasing duties than
needing a certain level for at least 2 to 3 in the last previous.
So it could be 2 years. Is it basically mean as long as she has 2 years and exceeds the level?
Yeah, it could be, you know, it has to be 3 though. It says 2 of the last 3 years, so it has to at least be 3 for the level.
Well, the reason I say 2 is because if 2 years she doesn't exceed the level previously,
right,
then
right,
it won't go. If she exceeds it for 2 years, why would she have to wait a third?
Right.
Does that logic make sense to you?
Maybe.
So I just found the document that I have from, I think it was December, where we had level 1 at 38 to 44, commensurate with prior experience, then level 2 at 49, level 3 at 53, level 4 at 58. Was based on an earlier job comparison we did amongst the same towns that
mm-hmm.
you just handed out.
Mm-hmm. So what were those numbers again?
One is 38 to 44, depending on prior experience.
Yeah.
Two was 49. Three is 53. And four was 58.
Okay.
That's within range of other towns.
Yeah. I know. I got my guess is that their position is more than water. They're probably doing something else.
Yeah.
Have other responsibilities.
And you got Tom at 64,
yeah.
And Dennis is at 60, and Montrose is 64.
Yeah, the first one's a part-time office clerk at Montrose.
Really?
Yeah.
Part-time?
They have a part-time clerk that says, that's a part-time office clerk for 35 to 54K plus the office administrator.
Oh, so there's two people. There's two positions.
There, yeah. And that happens a lot. I mean, I know Calm has like two people in the office.
We're going home at 7:30 tonight. No, we're not.
I don't think so.
Because this has to be part of our budget proposal for the March meeting. And we have to see how everyone fits in so we have a number to go with it.
Yeah.
What's the mean here? Meeting?
Right now, it's 52.1 is the, if you add them all up and divide them, the down the middle number is 52.1. Now, how that fits into levels and stuff, I don't know. I mean, it's not that far off. I mean, it's kind of, level 3 is just a little bit more than the mean.
It's really a wide, wide range. It's a huge range. You go from 46 to 64. It's almost $20,000.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to,
you know.
I think it's combining two positions.
Yeah.
Oh. I can tell you right now that the person over there in Tom has been there since I can remember.
Yeah.
So I mean, they have been, somebody's been there for quite a while. So I don't know if that's exactly.
Well, they did raise the rate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Keep their
people. Field operator, okay. Silence is dead in here. Doesn't make for good listening. So Vic, what is your struggle with the range here?
You know, I my struggle with this office manager, administrator, whatever you want to call it, has always been, you know, field operator. I think you have apples.
Yeah.
Here, I think you got apples.
You don't.
And oranges.
Yeah.
And but knowing what our office manager does for the organization, I think, is the way you have to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And
throw something out there, based on what we did with the system operating, so on, it was only $5,000 per level per step.
Yeah.
And then we were falling out. I don't know why we would do the same thing.
It's not bad.
Well, I think she meets the level 2 right now.
Yeah.
I think she's right on the edge of level 3.
I think you're right.
Put her up around 54.
Yeah.
So, the number you gave me was 53.
Yeah. So, part of my administration is 54, which is 5,000.
Jump.
Yeah. Per level. Which we don't have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right, this is, when we first hired her in that position, the starting pay had a range. We talked about, you know, and then we discussed based on the qualifications of that she had and what she was bringing and what she, how she was going to fit in. We picked a price, an offer that was kind of at the high end of that range.
I think we hired her at 42, I think.
Yeah.
Which would put you in the 38 to 44 years.
Yeah. So I think that range,
right,
for the first level step is a good thing, because it depends on, you know, if they need to have,
yeah,
more experience or more some gain some knowledge in some systems that they don't have,
mm-hmm,
then they can work up there. They'll be able to go to work up to that stuff.
I think that's a pretty good scale that you have written there. If you really think about it, yeah.
This one right here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
38 to 44, then 40.
It doesn't have to be exact, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, either way, if you want it, I think even like with the operators, how do we have it? 5535 or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was something.
5537.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, it if we stick what you got there, you got 5. It could be 5, it could be whatever. If you want to change that to 54, and
to make it 54 and leave it at 58. would be a four. Yeah, so you got four between here and here, and four between, made that four. 53 seems wrong. 57. Was it leave it at 58? The steps don't have to be even, I don't believe.
No, I don't. And then, as time goes on,
it'll level up.
It'll, yeah.
Well, it'll go up with cost of living, yeah. But I think what we're trying to do here now is just set it to make it fair for the services performed now. For
I mean, has this ever been done before?
No.
So instead of, we're trying to establish something that's going to be competitive and fair to our employees, and hopefully that will help in keeping this the service that we give to the district at a high quality. With having a good qualified employee force there. So I motion we just suggest we just use these and we'll go from there.
I'll agree with you.
Okay.
Yep. I'd like to consider level 3 being 54, because, and we keep level 4 at 58, but the difference between the level 3 and level 4 really is just that she or he earned scores for the last 3 out of 4 years of evaluation.
Yeah.
Whereas to go from the level 2 to level 3, that's where you start working with RFPs.
Yeah.
To initiate RFPs and write people out there.
Mm.
Right? So,
the skill level goes up.
Yeah.
And the responsibility goes up. Easily go up with a 54 on that and vote for that.
All right, well, we have a motion.
I have, well, what is that?
I make a motion that would go with the proposed salary ranges for the Stuart Water District office managers, starting with level 1 from $38,000 to $44,000 commensurate with prior experience. Level 2, be a 49,000 salary. Level 3, be a 54,000 salary. And level 4, a 58,000 salary. And those levels are as written in the office manager's job description.
Did that, we accepted
yeah.
the package,
yeah.
We just didn't have the money to go with it. We
yeah.
didn't have the money part figured out.
Right.
And also the, we're in level 3 where it says the blank for the years, says,
yeah, we have to put that in.
I put down a period of 2 years because it says let's exceed level 2, at least 2 of the last 3 years. Well, if the person exceeds it for 2 years running, why should they have to wait a third year? You know what I mean?
No, I believe it at 2 out of 3. I mean, that anybody can screw
yeah, I get the 2 out of 3 part, but I mean, if they do in 2 years, then they've succeeded. So all they really have to have be at that level is 2 years.
I'd leave it at 3, John.
Okay.
I'd,
and so the same would be set for level 4?
Mine's already filled up.
What do you have?
I have a period of 4 years.
4 years?
Where, and I have on here last 3 years.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't figure out what you're doing. I didn't have a spot like you did.
So level four.
We had hands.
Display competency included in level three for a period of 4 years.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was set 4 years on it, yeah.
For three years.
This is what she gave me. I'm putting her down to level one.
Okay. Well, let's make one motion for the salary of the levels, and then do we need another? Well, we've already approved this, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so. Want to go back?
No, you can.
No,
no.
Well, just read those salaries off again.
It's motion for the salaries for the office manager, proposed for levels 1 through 4, first level $38,000 to $44,000, second level $49,000. Third level, $54,000. Fourth level, $58,000.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second that motion.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
I'm going to vote no, so, but it passes 2-1.
Okay.
Okay. So, office manager's done. Now we're going to go to job superintendent. So we have to complete the employee evaluation. I don't know if I have the level. Do we have levels for him in that position? Or how do we figure that out?
What we did was we left that and the salaries that went with those levels to the discussion. And we had the job description and evaluation sheet.
Yeah, I think the superintendent, though, doesn't need to have levels. He needs the superintendent.
He really can't. Yeah.
We have an evaluation process. When they hired the fire chief, they didn't hire him as probationer. You know, he's got a year, but he's the chief.
And his...
His pay actually is tied to the firefighter's pay. If they get a raise, then he gets a raise.
So that's just cost of living on it.
Or whatever the contractual change is. The only thing he negotiates is the initial start pay, which when he negotiated for being hired, he did good for himself. So right now, the superintendent's making
$90,500.
No. 93, 215.
What the hell did Jen give
me?
You got
the
old
one. We got
the old
one. Exactly. Throw them away.
Hey, Jen, I don't know.
The only one that makes less is Onsrip and Marstable. Right?
Yep.
And Onsrip's, I guess, about our size. And he's brand new, right?
Onsrip, yeah. The guy in Onsrip just started. He's new. And he's pretty much our size. Barnstable's just about our size, too. And I think Tom's been there 5 years now.
Barnstable.
Yeah.
Is Barnstable? Yeah. Do they tie to any other department? Or?
No.
Okay.
They're just like that. Barnstable Fire District. They have the Barnstable Fire Department. They're just the same thing as the village.
So nobody else picks up part of his job, is what I'm saying. His job responsibilities are comparable to yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
I average all those out, the mean is 96,130. Almost exactly the cost of living increase, the difference between the mean and what you're getting now. The 3% increase would be 96,011 instead of 130. So I would like to, I want to look at not only who we have now currently as superintendent, but when the time comes for a new superintendent, and we have criteria for that, that as far as education and stuff, we want to make sure we attract someone that's going to be fit our needs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think what we're going to do this, I think we're going to present a change in the whole system in one shot. There's not going to be this plus the cost of living. There's going to be this. And then after that, each year we'll have to discuss cost of living based on what we've established as our adjusted. The only thing we're not going to adjust is the commissioner thing.
That's up to you guys. You might have to go to Prudential and talk to them about that.
Well,
median 97,000.
I just,
it's just a big difference.
How many weeks off you get?
Right now?
Yeah.
Five. I've been here 30 years now, so after that I can't go any more than that. I have three personal days we have here, five weeks vacation.
And it's capped at five?
Yeah, we're capped out at five. That's what the personnel policy says.
How many years have you been superintendent?
11.
How old are you?
51.
Just a kid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Think about it.
So you were just 20 years old when you started?
Yeah. I started in 1987. November 87. I don't even out of high school 2 years, a year and a half. Believe it or not, I used to climb trees before this. I was a tree cutter.
I think we're probably good at the mean or the median, but I'd say that there ought to be a system in place. If the department grows, if the responsibilities grow, to increase the salary of that position without waiting for council. This is pretty wild, but let's say we get two more employees, two more operators, because we agree to share water with Mashpee. Does that increase in staff provide more for the superintendent?
Well, my, what I foresee is really the only increasing of one position that would be an assistant, which should lessen his responsibility. And then I would leave the door open enough so that the next time we, the superintendent's hired, there may be some negotiation in their starting pay based on qualifications and credentials and stuff like that.
Yeah, down the road, there's going to have to be more treatment.
Yeah.
So that's the responsibility.
And the responsibility is huge. So, I don't see more operators. I see an assistant.
Well, the other thing that probably is going to happen here in the future with the security system is the superintendents can be carrying around a computer 24/7 to see if all the systems are up and operating and all the security systems. Maybe the job will stay the same for the foreseeable future, but I don't think so. No. But also, maybe we need, and here's a little codicil that says, you know, if the job market can change, if this job description needs to be written, then sound with negotiation.
We can, if the pay that we're going to establish is based on this description, then it's based on this description. If the description changes, that opens this whole thing up. And that's part of any negotiation process. When we were given changes in working conditions and stuff like that, if it was dramatic enough, if it meant that we were doing a lot more than what we agreed to or contracted for, then it came at a price.
But I mean, if that job changes, who's going to say, okay, we need a new job description?
You can tell, you could say it.
He's looking at you and you're looking at us. I job descriptions become obsolete pretty damn quick in my experience. And you have to be on top of it. And maybe we need some general statement here. These job descriptions should be reviewed every 3 years or something. Not just the superintendent, but the office manager.
Okay. Well, we can make it actually very simple. If we're going to do a yearly evaluation of the employees, we can do a yearly evaluation of the description, too.
If your job description fits.
Yeah. And just make it, a complete package. That way we're not, it become a routine thing instead of a big project, because this has become big enough. And so where are we sitting on this? See, Tom's burning on his calculator there. The ability to work standby and stuff like that. Do you do standbys?
I have done standby.
What do you need? What do we need to do now?
We need to come up with something so we can have it for a budget.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Do you want to come up with something for multiple years of levels? Or
no, I think we're... It's going to be something similar to the senior operator. It's not. We're not going to have levels of a superintendent. It's going to be a figure.
Yeah.
And then, like I say, I do believe whenever in the future there's going to be a new superintendent based on how things are there, that may be the negotiated position as far as the starting price. But for right now, to get out of the cellar here. So we're looking at, was it 96? I think I came up with 96,130.
I'd go with 97, which would be the mode for the median. Yeah.
Full responsibility. There's guys in this district that are going to super over $100,000 a year.
One's 113.
Which is that's a good salary.
You don't know what sandwich gets, do you?
A lot of responsibility.
Okay.
A lot of work.
Yeah. So if you have a motion to set the, when we do this adjustment, set the superintendent's pay at $97,000.
I make a motion to set the superintendent's pay at $97,000.
All in favor? Any discussion? All in favor?
Yeah.
All right. So now it's just a matter of, for the budgetary purposes, filling in where people fit into these levels. I'm having a figure for salaries for next year, and that can be done.
I think we fit them into the positions already, haven't we?
Yeah, I think we pretty much have, yeah. We were going to get like a 3% rate. Yeah. And that actually had a figure to it, too. Let me see what that was.
I'll put down 3%.
Okay.
That's both from the 67059?
Yes.
Not to, add any work. I think you need a PD for senior operators. I mean, if you have PDs for all the other positions, you need to write one from the senior operator.
69.70.
Yeah. Okay. And what we can do, once we get this all figured out, we can we'll make a presentation to the Prudential and the district. This will be an increase of X whatever percentage, and X amount of dollars in percentage. And so we'll be up front with it. They'll know exactly what it is they're voting on. And I think if we make, if we explain it the way it is, because I knew though that there was some, I did get some pushback from some people as to why they always get the same amount of raise. It's not 3% year this year. And the fact is, we were trying to make them, increase it. They're bringing back up to what other people are getting and just not getting there. So,
employee retention.
Yeah. So that's that.
This is the 4%.
update. So, position description progress update. All right. Now, budgetary preparation. Now, in the packet, she gave us this our existing budget with notes to the side. So it comes down to the top section, labor and salaries, are what we're going to have to work on to try to fine-tune and have numbers to go in there.
Just quickly looking, it looks like we got a
paper blizzard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at now.
Yeah, expect cost.
So the top part is the labor and salaries, which we just have to sit down with in the office and get the numbers to fit into here.
Yeah,
so that
I'm going to have to go over the overtime numbers again after I get some other numbers.
Because the overtime will go up.
Right.
Yeah.
It will definitely. Like I said, it looks to me as though matching up in here, the guys are already in level suits on here. Jen, I'll have to look at it too as well as she's at.
Mm-hmm.
Those figures here. Other than that, it's what's in here for the rest of us. We actually went down a little bit in water testing there.
Yeah, it's well.
There's a couple of samples we don't need to take during the new year.
You went down in station tanks. Stations tanks, 44 to 40.
Yeah, because I had it up there because I was cleaning the tank.
Yeah.
So we went down a little of that. We went down a little because of
the testing. Yeah.
Yeah, that should be there. Postage?
It's going up.
It's gone up, yeah. And we'll double check that. It had to go up a couple hundred bucks just to make sure that's okay. Gasoline, we did put up. Going down anytime fast.
No.
Every place but Massachusetts.
Yeah. The other one here was an increase. If we have to stay in the same right now, if we don't decide to go for a new truck, it's going to, if we're already, if you look at what we've spent this year on that new truck, we're into the minus quite a bit.
I think that truck's just going to be a money sink from now on in.
Yeah, we're already over $4,072 spent already. And that's no maintenance. That's all because it's been broken down.
Uh-huh.
And that's the truck that we have to have.
Yeah.
That's a big truck. Yeah. That we have to be able to take our lines down with and everything.
That's 7 years old, right?
Yeah.
And how many miles do you have on that?
Not the mileage, it's still around and everything else.
It's heavy hauling and the short runs.
I'm not positive on the mileage. I'd have to look into it.
Lime water.
Yeah, we've got I
think we definitely need to go for a new truck.
That's going to be part of capital expenditures there.
Yeah.
I do have to check one thing here. Yeah, the chemicals right now, I have to see if it's going to go up or down.
There is a question mark there.
Yeah. I have to check this packet to find out if it's going to be more expensive because now we're going to be having chlorine delivered down to the station.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to find out how much more or less there to let you know.
And electricity going up?
So going down.
Right. We increased because of pump adjustments there a little bit. The good part of that is that we are getting still credits back for each kilowatt hour. We get so many cents back. We look back onto our, I think we're up to this year bringing in
Yeah.
That we got into.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's almost expected again next year. So that $74,000 will be paid back through credits. So a lot of it, maybe $10,000, that a little more.
Yeah.
Is this when we get into the summertime, the more you use, the more we get back. And you get 11 cents back to us for every kilowatt hour. So we
signed a contract with my solar panel.
What we just signed to get, because they have to turn so much back money back into the municipality, and we just signed up for basically 3 months of debt.
Yeah,
it helps big time. But I can't take that and put it against. We cannot, you know, earmark it for a certain account.
Hmm.
So it has to go into the general fund. So I have to ask for this much money, even though I know we'll probably reimburse so much of it.
It's a way to figure this out. We have to go over this formula, but the district will realize some relief there.
Right. And that's the actual usage that we're going to have to pay. Last year was the big year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the money we have to pay for the big year. And the $4,000 there is because of that's still because of the classes and the next change. So the actual budget itself, just lower, was about the same without the salaries.
Yep.
What we took out and we put in was kind of rounded itself off.
Okay.
Pretty close. Or maybe it was like a 3%.
The conservation here, Chris, what's that in here? No, 15.
Conservation 1500, that's usually... anything to try to link our stuff to hand out for free.
Okay.
To promote.
Okay.
And stuff. Things that we give out at the parade to conserve water and everything else.
If we could go something like the post office or something, conserve water, that would be included.
Yeah, for our we actually put stuff at the shop and give out our water payment kits.
I hate to bring this up because it's getting late, but in terms of if we decide to go ahead with any harvesting over on the north side, we still don't have a fund where we can put those dollars into so
someone's
we can spend them on the south
side. Yeah, someone's going to have to go down and talk to Ray about that. But, I don't see it happening. Bill hasn't come back to me. For quite a while. So I don't see us getting into this last thing anyways, but if it does come up and get going forward, then we can start up talking Ray on it. I just don't think it's worth talking about now. Might be when they're talking and say, hey, well, I got you. Can't see a question. Excuse me. Can't see a question.
And if we decided to go and post in terms of posting our boundaries, is there any place we could find money in here to do that?
Yeah, I can take it out of ground, either ground or our stations, anything like that. We'll work.
Doesn't legal and engineering kind of have a, they could use kind of liberally?
Maybe, yeah, it can be. We use legal and engineering for just professional services.
And that could be used to do the survey.
Oh, what did we get for a price in the survey? What was our estimate?
For the example
there? Yeah.
I want to say it was $5,000.
And that was to do how much? Just the back line?
Yeah.
North line?
Yeah. On the law, cross side of the north side, yeah, the whole property.
And that money would come from where?
Right.
And where's that money going to come from?
It'll come out of legal.
Okay. All right. So for our two capital expenditures, to finish off the security system was going to be $470,000. As through the that's the figure that we were given for all the the cameras and all the connections and all that stuff and the setup to get it working. Along with the labor to do it,
and that had, I think, about a $70,000 contingency fee built into it. And that was, and I pretty much, I don't think I mentioned any words about the importance that we needed to have a figure that we're not going to fall short on.
Right.
Well, this one, the scope of the whole, yeah, that's that. And I think it's...
That's the one that has the whole...
Yeah.
Does he have legal, does he have, engineering fees?
In there. It's supposed to be a total package.
Yeah. That was supposed to be complete.
Yeah.
Dog upgrades, I think, control panel.
There's nothing to...
Services, software upgrades.
Structure services,
okay.
Okay.
That's the price.
Yeah, okay. So, what was our estimate? We don't have an idea of what a truck costs, do we?
Well...
Because we're talking about possibly needed a bed.
Yes. The last time we bought one, we put $60,000 in.
Okay.
I'm thinking, I talked to a gentleman at Dorn and Truck about rehabbing the one, the body that we have now, and moving stuff over. He said we could take it down, patch it up, gave me a price to take it and repaint it afterwards, put new doors on it, put a new bumper on the back of it, sand down, fill it if they have to with anything, and repaint just the body part.
Yep.
Without the front. And it came to $14,000.
And a new body would cost how much?
A new body would cost $20,000. With, you know, with everything, moving everything off. If we bought a new truck, put a new body on the truck, it would cost a new body. For them prepping it, sanding it down, it's going to come steam. And everything else, everything brand new, without putting all the stuff and making all the adjustments to it, welding everything to make it look like the old one, and moving everything over onto it, just $20,000. The vehicle, I'm having a little conflicting. I just called Chevy because in the past, Chevy's always been the most expensive on the market that we have.
You got Marty's over there on MacArthur Boulevard.
Yeah. Okay, well, we have to go to Liberty. Or something like that,
okay.
And they have the current bid, but they could do everything for, I think it was around $40,000 for the chassis or the wheels on the back. They said $45,000, but they said the utility money on that. So I think between the whole package, I might even be able to get brand new. If I get everything $60,000, I'll do it again.
Okay. If we
do the chassis. For $350 is about $40,000.
I think it was probably about $38,000.
Okay.
And then putting the lights and everything else on it, and that could be done and transferred. Yeah, you're talking. The way they had it written up, it was almost $46,000 to have just the utility. If we put a hydraulics in there, he said add $10,000 to that truck. Just for me to put a power tool, hydraulic tool assembly in there and a hose gun. So that would be another, that would put it up to 55 anyways. And that's without going and getting the heavy duty. But, so that's only a 9 foot wide instead of a 9.5 and everything else.
We won't be hauling lines as long as well.
Oh, yeah.
We won't
be slowly. We're going to have to do that.
Okay. We can't get that to leave.
So we're going to be looking for how much money? Okay. The changing, the taking the bed, that can all be done so many times.
Right.
I'm guessing probably once. And then the next time, that, you know, another 7 or 8 years, it'll need a new one. Because patching only works so much.
Right. Well, I don't feel as though that we should have to do that. I just wanted to. If it was a drastic, I don't think $5,000 really
is
$6,000 is that big a change in long run. For as long as we keep a vehicle and how long it should be going, I think the roads that we go to with it,
I'd hate to see if they could be parking expression, but bond and filler in there and have it start popping off going down the road.
Yeah.
And bouncing all over the place with, you know, 200 gallons of lime on the back of it. I think it should go brand new no matter. But I just thought I'd have to do my due diligence. I'd look into it like that.
Yeah.
Over the long run, it's not going to cost the people to put that much more money if I go to 60 or 50, 55.
Okay, so we're kind of, in doing this budget preparation, we're also covering the next two items, capital expenditure discussion, truck security, and SCADA project. So we're going to kind of putting a couple of items here together for an old business. So it won't be that hard to put this together once we start plugging in numbers for the salaries and the overtime estimate based on those salaries. And a couple fine-tuning there on the gas, the postage is the postage. So we can put percentages in there showing what goes up by how much, what goes down by so much. And I think it's going to be the selling point for the security system is going to be a couple of things. First of all, you can go through the history. In 2008 was first brought up for discussion by George Calise. And then in 2012, they asked for a figure of $200,000, and that was based on the scope of the work had to do with getting new radios, and not so much doing any fiber optic at all. Once the money was encumbered, once it was voted on, that's when, was it Open Cape?
Yeah.
Open Cape came through with this fiber optic option, which made much more sense as far as the quality of what we're going to get done in the end run, and getting away from radios where we're at the whim of the FCC and everyone else changing frequencies, and those radios don't last forever anyways. So the scope kind of grew tremendously. We thought we're going to be in good shape with the $200,000 doing what it's done so far, and it has. We knew there'll be extra money needed to take care of all the cameras to finish the project off the way it became. But we also, when the USGA grant was first discussed, and we were going to, the district was going to get $500,000 from that. The way it was first described, at least that I heard, was that money would be released after the contracted expense of the projects that money was based on was paid out. That money would be released to us to be used to continue on with water department infrastructure, which this seemed to me to be part of the deal. What it turned into was paying for the ball field, the land around the ball field, and also paying for part of the tank and everything else. So that money got eaten up by stuff that people voted on, and they didn't have to pay for it because it got paid for by that grant money. So, in the end run, we're going to still end up paying about the same amount of money as if we, it's just the grant didn't get used for this, it got used for other things. You know what I'm saying?
For the $500,000?
Got used. That's what I thought it was going to be used for.
The $500,000 paid for partial payments of the water tank, and $200,000 security for the tank.
Yeah.
So it paid for the fiber option to be put in. It paid for So we thought, when we were told that we would get a loan for the tank, that we would have $500,000 to pay as to improve
Yeah, and the disconnect came when other people got involved with it, and with, I don't think, any bad intentions at all. We just look at money as
money.
It's the district, so.
Yeah.
And truth be told, that forest land around the park is good for the water.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it just, it, I find it frustrating to go back to the public and ask for a significant amount of money to finish a project that we are committed to, that they already thought they paid for once. You know what I mean? And it took a life of its own. And but we're going to get a much better system that's not going to be tied to the FCC or anyone else, or changing of radio frequencies by the, and the failure of radios. It's going to be a state-of-the-art system that will last us for a long time. And it'll give us the kind of security and the reading of all our systems. I think we'll be, it'll, we will benefit from.
Do other districts around them have better security?
Who was it? Chatham?
Chatham.
Yeah.
And they got it on, they had money left from grant money.
Yeah.
And they put it in.
Yeah.
And that's how we thought we were going
to. Yeah.
Their sewage treatment from the whole complex is beautiful.
For stuff that we voted on to raise or encumber, and we never encumbered it, we just took it from the reimbursement. Yeah. So, like, the district voted on $200,000 for the security system, but never moved a penny of it because we didn't actually start it. And when we did start doing it with the fiber optic, that's when the other money came in, so they just took it and paid for it. So the public didn't pay taxes on it, ever. Even though if it was encumbered or raised, I mean, they would have had to. So I think it's, in the end of the day, it's going to be a wash. We gained $500,000 over here, and we're spending it over there. And that's just the way it is. Because everything else, the money for Low Park, the tank and everything, was all voted on to spend, raise or encumber. And we just, you do what we do with the money and how it falls into a line item and all that stuff, and how they raise or encumber it. And then just now we have to get them to vote on
somewhere. Capital expenditure account would help keep better track of what you're supposed to be spending that money on.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we should have, but we don't have.
So, I think we've succeeded in doing all the old business. Does anyone can think of any old business we haven't done?
So they sent their budget a month early for sure.
Well,
do we need to do anything with this proposal in order to ensure that it, you know, get a capital expenditure for it?
I mean, other than use it as the basis for the,
right,
the request?
Yeah. I mean,
that's just like,
are we gonna have to go, are they gonna say, oh well, now we gotta go out for an RFP? No, we can use them. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No,
yeah, we'll have to go. That actually, I even think that project that we have to go out for this 5 month long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, it's just for you guys to see what the CPIs and we look like.
I think on this, that a lot of this, you should show the Prudential Committee what the deliverables are, what they're giving to them. You know, PowerPoint would be the way to do that.
So, part of new business right here. It says potential committee meetings February 26th and March 26th for budget presentation. I think it would be, it's reasonable to go. Oh, yes, something about,
yeah. So they would like, they were wondering if you'd be available to give the budget on the 26th.
All right. I'm not going to be available. I'm going to be in the hospital.
26th of February?
February.
February, which is next week.
Yeah. It's a week from Monday.
It's a week from Monday. So, I mean, I don't know if, it seems awful fast. Normally, you know, we give it in.
All right. What I was gonna try to go with this is I don't think it's unreasonable to present them what we have to date, but then not be able to make a full presentation on March 26th for any questions they have. And we're gonna have to go over the wage adjustment, which I'm sure is gonna take some time in explaining. And then the capital expenditures. And that should be the only two things of contention.
But that's a lot of territory to explain.
That's what I mean. The explaining part can be in March. What they want, I think, for February is the dollar and cent things, which I think is we can get together.
I don't want to rush.
I think it's the chief's donating a kidney. And I think he's going to the surgery this week or next.
I think it's today.
Yeah.
Yesterday, something like that. Yeah, sometime this week he's supposed to be gone.
So
he
they
had everything planned ahead of time.
Yeah. Again, I think we can have this together. It just it would have to be presented by one of you two, whoever feels comfortable, and we can put off the explanation until the March meeting. But if they want the figures to work with, they should. I would, if they're not 100% what it's going to be in March. They're going to be pretty close. And for them to try to figure out what they're going to do with that stuff, these figures should be good enough to go by.
I'm going to be in Las Vegas and staying in Las Vegas.
I'll be here. Our new guy.
I'm off next week.
Okay.
That's Monday. So I could go off. All I need was an agenda.
Yeah, we're gonna sit down and go together on this, and put this together, because this basically is the budget.
Right.
Yeah, and what she'll do is she could actually have the year before, current year, and the proposed budget, and the change in percentage.
Right.
And then you can hit the totals can not only be percentage, they can be a dollar figure too. At the end of the day, the grand total it goes from 621,147 to blank. You know, whatever it ends up being.
I suggest that we're doing that pretty well over there.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get some questions on the salary increases.
Well, I tell you, we got four people we're talking about. So if you look at four people, even if they all were raised. $5,000, that's a $20,000 out of a $620,000 budget. Okay? I don't know how much they're going to fight over that. But I'd be happy to have that fight in March.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be so much a fight as the one of an explanation.
I know one of the Prudential Committee members there is very much, he says, a one-time cost adjustment is very is the best way to go with this.
Yeah, I agree.
So, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all, but I think you're going to get questions.
Yeah. You know. Well, we have to back it up.
I think we can answer it easily.
And I think the answer I would give would be, we're trying to keep our
But we also we have
and make them better for
you. And we have job descriptions, we have levels of performance that go with the level of performance, a dollar figure. So it's not that's what we have. And a lot of work's gone into it. And I know that they were looking for stuff like this, and they're going to get it.
Yes.
And they asked for it last year.
Yeah, and they're going to get it.
Yeah.
Are you going to stay?
I don't know. I might just stay in Las Vegas.
Well, that's if you win. If you don't win, you'll be back. So you need to go get your paperwork sometime, don't you?
Well, it's going to be coming up pretty soon.
When does that come up?
I mean, you still got a couple months, I'd say, at least, and everything, but I can find out for you.
Yeah. Well, you win as soon as you go to Las Vegas. Everything's cheap out there.
Yeah, they get you going, though. They get you coming and going.
I'll bring you, we'll get your paperwork back here and get ready to sign.
My electric bill.
You get a good
$13 a month.
Yo.
My water bill is $20 for a year.
Out there?
Yeah.
Well, they're all the money's made by visitors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, anything else you want to talk about tonight, or you just want to schedule a meeting?
Schedule a meeting.
Okay. And poor Jen's going to have to listen to this thing for 2.5 hours.
Oh, please. Poor Jen.
Okay, the third Wednesday of the month, the 21st.
Well, John, I just got back from the Grand Cayman Islands a couple of weeks ago. Come on.
You going to be back from Las Vegas by then?
I will be back.
Okay, so the 21st, good with everybody? Do we need for a special meeting? Do we have to advertise it for how many days?
I think it's 48 hours.
Okay.
If anybody looks, you get something together and throw it around and try to get something going, you can. It depends how quick you want to do it.
So I think if, Tom, if you get that information, you know, the comparison together,
yeah.
And it could be sent out to all of us. We can call just a special one-item meeting. If I'm not here, I can...
When are you going in?
I'm going in on the 26th. You know what that ends?
I'll be back March 6th. March 7th. Leaving Tuesday. Tuesday the 20th?
If you want to send it to me,
yeah.
Might be
so I think if we can wait till you're back, Dick, I can put my input on paper and be part of the discussion here. And there can be a vote. All you need is 2 votes.
Sure.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And Vic, you would be running the meeting.
You're back on the 6th.
Well, the night of the 6th, really, the 7th. Yeah.
14th.
what paper?
Just from the next week.
Yeah. Okay. And Andre, I'll be reading them anyways, you know, highlighting, and I'll have an idea of what's going on. So we're going to meet on the 21st. Any information comes up as far as making a decision on the RFP, that will be a special one-item meeting that duly advertised properly.
We'll send it to me, and I'll send it to everybody else.
Oh, no. A motion to close the meeting?
Motion to close the meeting.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, it is.
We did a lot of work. You guys, I don't know if you've been checking the phone. 17 dead as well.
I can't remember what that was up to before I came. That's amazing. Anything about the shooter? Or?
No, they captured him.
Well, I knew they captured him.
He's 18 years old. He used to go to school, I think.
Went to school?
Yeah, for a short period of time. Kids said he was a